Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Hello, baby!
Little Van Halen. And a good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to be with you. I promise winter is coming to an end. I promise.
I texted you last night, if you recall, and I'm like, are we off on President's Day?
Okay. I forgot about that.
First of all, why do we hate America?
We don't hate America.
Then why are we not off on President's Day? If banks are closed, we should be off. Number one.
If banks are closed, we should be off. If that's the standard we're using.
Standard I use.
That is not the standard we use.
Sam, I texted last night. Are we off on President's Day? And he just wrote back, no.
No.
No. We weren't off on Martin Luther King Day either.
We should have been.
Okay.
It is a company holiday, but we worked on MLK.
Correct.
I just said last night to a girlfriend of mine, I do this every February. You know this about me, Scott. Right about when we're knocking from January to February, Dana starts losing her mind. Mm-hmm. And it's been a wonderful, mild winter. I mean, today's what, the second snow we've had, maybe the third. It hasn't been bad, but it's gray and it's cold. And this happens to me every year where I look at you, what happened last year? And I go, I'm going to Miami. I'm going to Miami in 4 days. I'm leaving. I can't stand it anymore.
You didn't get, no. You did not go to Miami for the Super Bowl because you couldn't take the winter anymore.
Yeah.
All of your TV friends were in Miami, and you were looking at all their Facebook posts about how beautiful it was down there, and your husband was down there, and you missed him, and you were mad, and so you went to the beach.
Yeah, all of that's true. So
it is, yes.
This year,
what?
No one's going to Tampa.
No.
And so I got to get out of here. I think it's going to be President's Day. I'm sorry. I love America. I'm sorry you don't.
Thanks for the notice. That's like February 12th.
I'm probably getting out of here for President's Day. I haven't booked the flight yet, but it's coming. It's knocking at the door.
And pray tell, where is one going?
Probably Scottsdale.
There's no beach in Scottsdale.
I don't care. There's sun and warmth, some vitamin D. It'll do
Golf
me
courses.
Good. Bingo. Mm. It'll do you good because I won't be so insufferable.
There's my vitamin D lamp, right? It's literally 6 feet away from you. Why don't you plug it in and turn it on during the commercial breaks and sit? Remember, keep your eyes closed.
Keep your eyes closed.
Don't stare at it.
Sit
it's
in front
very
of it.
Bright.
Well, we're almost a month into the year and she hasn't taken any time off yet.
So I know. I'm starting overdue. To twitch.
It's pretty impressive, actually.
Which did you see, speaking of Super Bowl twitching Tampa and Sun, a Lee's Summit native is going to be in the stands for the Super Bowl. And born and raised in Lee's Summit, I think he's in Tampa now, is an anesthesiologist at the Moffitt Cancer Center in Lee's Summit. He is going to be in the stands and should be. Hmm. And so I am thrilled to see that they're starting to choose amazing frontline healthcare workers. I mean, one of the photos is with him and a sweet little baby who's obviously has cancer.
Well, good for
him. Yeah. We're starting to hear who the chosen are to go to Tampa, and I'm thrilled for them.
Now, watch this, Sam. I'm going to make a bold prediction here. It's not going to happen this week. See, just the ripple is occurring right now. Next week begins the wave. And so she's going to start seeing pictures on Twitter and Facebook of people who are in Tampa, people who are not first responders, not frontline workers. They're just going to be people from Kansas City in Tampa. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They just want to be around the Super Bowl. And they're at the Gulf Coast, and they're taking pictures, and I give her until Monday of next week before she demands next Friday off.
I wouldn't give it that long. I mean, we still got 2 days this week.
We'll see.
Fair point.
We'll see.
Fair point. Speaking of the Super Bowl, Dana, right?
Uh-huh.
Amanda Gorman. After dazzling the world last week at the presidential inauguration, Amanda Gorman will bring her poetic stylings to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The NFL announcing today that Gorman will recite an original poem as part of the Super Bowl 55 pregame ceremonies, which will recognize three honorary captains chosen by the league. Gorman became the first National Youth Poet Laureate in 2017. She recited The Hill We Climb at the inauguration. She's 22 years old, graduated cum laude from Harvard University in 2020.
Yeah, you know, after the inauguration, Harvard was like, yeah, that's one of ours. She's one of ours.
Yeah. Well, I would claim her, too, if I was a university.
She is.
She's brilliant.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And is it a new poem they're asking her to crank out?
It says, it doesn't say it's a new one. It just says we'll recite an original poem.
Okay.
As part of the pregame ceremony.
Because you know what? You can find a lot of things that rhyme with run it back.
We're gonna attack. Get that sack, Jack.
Yeah. This is why you are not a poet laureate. Did you see you can go to Union Station till 10 p.m. through the next week and a half and get your photo taken with that enormous KC Chiefs run it back? You know, the huge up signs.
Yeah,
they posted on all the social media sites last night. All the news stations had it.
Oh, that's cool.
That you can go until 10 p.m. And I'm thinking about taking the kids to do it because, you know, they go back to college, Scott, Friday or Saturday.
My kid never came home.
I know. I'm thinking about she did it correctly. I'm thinking about having all of the kids go and we'll get one run it back photo because it's a really cool sign. It's in Union Station. I love that place. Not only do we have the poet laureate, we have a new Chiefs song. Speaking of run it back.
We do.
So we've got the run it back one. We've got Red Kingdom, of course, by Tech N9ne.
Right.
We've got the new country song.
Let's run it back.
What's the other? There's another fantastic one with a harder beat. I'm conflating the two of those. But there's a fourth song out this week.
There's actually five. Mac Lethal is also a Kansas City rapper who put one out, but it never came across our radar. This one is an Atlanta rapper.
Atlanta?
We don't recognize none of y'all. A lot of new faces. Now y'all want to be Chiefs. Now y'all want to wear jerseys. Games. Now y'all running them cleats. Now y'all want to be worthy. Lame. Fake fans ain't what we need.
No.
Fake fans ain't what we need.
No.
Only if you down with the team.
I'm a Chief.
I wear red and I go crazy in the stands.
I'm a Chief.
I be tomahawk chopping with my hands.
Reppin' for my Chiefs.
We gon' run it back. They already know.
Reppin' for my Chiefs.
Ain't no
team about to stop our Super Bowl.
Okay, I like it, but he's kind of dogging on the late to the game fans in the beginning.
And he's from Atlanta.
We don't need no fake fans. Now you're all buying the jerseys. There's a lot of us here that have been buying those jerseys for a long time.
Well, yeah. No, I think he means the bandwagon fans.
Yeah, I agree.
All of a sudden, huge Chiefs fans.
Talking to you, St. Louis.
Hey, they don't even have a team anymore. Cut them a break.
I ran into so many of them in Miami. Where are you from, St. Louis? I'm like, no. You don't get a cross back over after talking trash on Kansas City your whole life, and now all of a sudden you're a Chiefs fan?
Yeah, suck it,
no.
STL.
Celis or Celis? I don't know how to pronounce his first name.
How do you spell it?
I think it's Celis.
C-E-L-L-U-S.
Yep.
Last name Hamilton. Was born in Kansas City and raised a Chiefs fan.
Then that's fine. That counts.
Then it counts.
Picture of him as a toddler in a... what?
Yeah, I see it. That's awesome.
Yeah, Chiefs jersey and a helmet.
Okay, the song is called... Say it again. Is it... It's not called Run It Back, too.
It's called Run It Back.
Isn't that what the country song's called?
It is.
Okay, there's another Run It Back, but I like it.
This one's Run It Back, parentheses, KC Chiefs.
Okay. Yeah, let me hear a little bit more.
people really want to stop us. A lot of teams gonna cry, a lot of tears, a lot of screams, but fans getting loud and obnoxious. But we fought for all of the bragging rights. They talking in barbershops everywhere. If you even doubting the Chiefs, they kicking you out of there.
Shout out. There's so much bass on this song. My headphones are actually vibrating.
He's shouting out Mahomes. Hell of a coach. All of these would have been, could have been, never been good enough teams. I ain't gonna call y'all out. Somebody tell these other weak AFC teams better quit running their mouths. Chiefs. Oh, I like that part where the women go Chiefs.
At one point, he says, "We got Patrick Mahomes in the huddle, so y'all just better go home."
That's awesome. Have you seen all the memes between Tom Brady, who was in his first Super Bowl, and then it shows Patrick Mahomes, and he's like 6 years old
on the pitcher's mound with his dad? Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. Number 15 in the huddle right now, so you might as well just go home. Mitch made the cut. That's Holtis in there.
I bet they had to ask for permission to do that.
Yeah, well.
Hey, somebody says, Parks, if it's too loud, you're too old. I didn't say it was too loud. I just said it's got a lot of bass, and it's making my headphones vibrate.
The bass is thumping.
You better start jumping.
Mr. Hair Metal.
Because I'm going to be pumping my fist in the air.
Mr. Hair Metal said the song was too hard.
Well,
no, I didn't say it was too hard.
That's Will Starrett.
Oh.
Mm.
It's a fine song.
Coming
I like
up
Tech Nine's better.
Later in the program today, if you are a healthcare worker still waiting on getting your booster shot, we want to hear from you. We are going to talk to someone in healthcare. Her window is closing. Window closes in a couple of days. She cannot get in queue to get her booster shot. And she's not alone, Scott.
Also, in this one, United State, people are driving by going, what the hell did that license plate just read? We'll get to that as well here on Dana and Parks. They don't know nothing about these pros. Number 15 in the huddle right now, so you might as well just go home.
This Chiefs defense was best in the league in the last 2 minutes of the first. They're piling into Arrowhead, rocking all that golden red. The banners hung, the boys all got their rings. The last one took us 50 years, but we're loaded up. The gang's all here, and that trophy is staying right here in KC. This ain't no other season here in Chiefs Kingdom. So run it back for the boys from 69. Back for the fans.
This is still one of my favorites. Tech Nine's Red Kingdom is my favorite, but this one, I really like this, and I'm not a huge country person.
It's not bad.
I like it.
What's his name again?
Blaine Howard.
Blaine Howard from
Southern Kansas.
Now lives in Nashville, and his interview is up on podcast from a couple weeks ago. Super nice guy.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. Call the CVS Pharmacy at 1315 West 23rd in Independence. And the recorded message is clear. The COVID vaccine is not currently available at CVS locations. Okay. But that was not true on Friday when relatives of CVS employees were offered inoculations against the virus after a pharmacist there mistakenly thawed too much of the Moderna vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
CVS possesses the vaccine as part of a federal program to administer to residents of long-term care facilities, but not yet to the general public. In a statement to the Kansas City Star, Mike DeAngelis, a senior director of corporate communications for CVS, said that on that Friday, the Independence location held a state-approved vaccination clinic for employees who are eligible to receive the vaccine. On that same day, the email statement read, unused vaccine from a long-term care vaccination visit that could not be refrozen was returned to the pharmacy. Rather than discard any vaccine that was still viable, the pharmacy team used it to vaccinate employees' family members whose age and or health condition met phase 1B eligibility. Okay.
Accidentally thawed too much. And I'm not saying I disagree with anything you said or what happened. However, you have made me a very cynical person in life, mm-hmm, in the last 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see across the country, like the physician who is in a whole lot of trouble in Texas, who took an open vial because it was going to go bad and went and gave it to friends and family. I think there were 9 shots in that vial. And he said, well, it was already opened. It was going to go bad.
What's I supposed to do, not use it?
What am I supposed to do, not use it? Well, he's been fired and might be charged. And I think you should maybe just thaw what you need.
The Kansas City Star, however, was contacted about the vaccinations at this independent CVS by an individual who wished to remain anonymous but was familiar with one of the persons vaccinated, a college student aged 18 and not a CVS employee or a relative. Others were in their 50s and healthy, said the person who requested anonymity for fear of bad publicity for her own business.
Okay. China has rolled out a new coronavirus test. They say it is more accurate than the throat or nasal swab method. The swab is south of your nostrils and your throat.
Front or back?
Back.
Well, front either, no.
They have added anal swabs in China to the testing regimen for those in quarantine. State media outlets report that they have introduced the new protocol in recent days.
Introduced.
Prompting widespread discussion. Some Chinese doctors say the science is there, physically there. Recovering patients, they say, have continued to test positive through samples from the lower digestive tract days after nasal and throat swabs came back negative. Yet for many, it seems a step too far in government intrusion. After a year and counting of a dignity-eroding pandemic, quoting here from someone in China, everyone involved will be so embarrassed. 80% of respondents say they could not accept the invasive method. What are the other 20% saying?
Come on.
Yes, please.
Do you mind?
If we add this type of testing, quoting here from a doctor, it can raise our rate of identifying infected patients. Mm-hmm. But of course, considering that collecting that swab is not as convenient as the nasal swab, I'm just not going to read anything more here.
Somebody on the text line wants to know, where can one find one of these COVID tests? Possibly Cirilla's? On Rainbow? Anal swab, huh? Don't mind if I do.
Just read the news, Scott.
That's right.
They comment further. They say it is effective.
Well, sounds like they had a lot of deep sources on that story.
Quoting here from one nurse, it has been very difficult for the nurses. Yeah, I can imagine.
Why can't I just give you a stool sample? Seriously.
Like Cologuard.
Yeah, like Cologuard.
Yes, thank you. Which, by the way, they are so impressed with whatever it was that I gave them. I got a letter in the mail yesterday that said, would you like to be part of a nationwide study? Yeah, my poop's going national, people.
Okay, what do you want to bet that letter goes to every single person who's ever done it? Because they're going to do studies on it.
Well, I choose to believe that my sample was exceptional.
Or exceptionally bad. And that's why they want to study it.
Trying to figure out how a woman who's 46 could have that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't have my results. Mm. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
That's not that long.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sure they got a lot of boxes.
I'm sure they do. Ask the UPS guy.
Yeah.
Business is good.
News is next here on Dana and Parks. Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. We'll be counting stars. Welcome back. Story here from the USA Today. Authorities in Alaska have launched a review to determine how the Department of Motor Vehicles issued personalized license plates, vanity plates, bearing Nazi terminology, a controversy that led to one elected official being removed from her position on a state human rights commission. Now, you might think these are relatively unheard of terms. No way would anybody at the DMV be expected to know that these might have a Nazi reference. Okay. On Friday, former newspaper editor and reporter Matthew Tunseth spotted a jaw-dropping plate on a black Hummer in downtown Anchorage reading, and it had the number 3 at the beginning, okay, 3, okay. Reich.
R-E-I-C-H?
Yes.
As in Third Reich?
A reference to Adolf Hitler and his rule of Germany in the Third Reich. Tunseth shared the photo on Twitter, where it later attracted the attention of a state representative, Sarah Hannon.
Wow.
Representative Hannon said on Twitter she requested the license plate and would follow up, quote, to clarify how it made it through the approval process. Now, you may be thinking, okay, one got through, right. 3 right.
Or maybe he lied when they said, you know, what does this mean? He said, that's my...
last name is Reich.
That's my last name. We have triplets.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know that, though. Another resident, attorney Eva Gardner, telling the Anchorage Daily News in a story published yesterday that she has seen a black Hummer SUV with tinted windows. Also, I don't know what it is with Hummers and personalized plates for Nazis. This SUV had a personalized Alaska license plate that read Fuhrer.
Wow.
F-U-H-R-E-R. Uh-huh. The Alaska DMV, this is a quote from the commissioner of the Department of Administration at the DMV. The Alaska DMV has strict guidelines and protocols for issuing personalized license plates.
Not that strict.
Which prohibit references to violence, drugs, law enforcement, race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, and other governmental entities. The DMV has a recall process in place should a plate be issued that later is determined to be inappropriate or offensive. They have since recalled both of those plates. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. But another official is facing consequences after commenting on the terms used on the license plates.
Oh, God, do not tell me they tried to justify this.
Jamie Allard, an Anchorage Assembly member, was removed from her position on the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights after saying on Facebook that Fuhrer and Reich are just German words for leader and realm.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Please don't.
If you speak the language fluently, she wrote, you should know that the English definition of the word and what it is.
Why is there always one person that tries to defend the indefensible? Well, unless, I won't even get into the last 2 weeks in America. Why? Why is there always someone willing to say, yeah, but, where there is no room for a yeah, but?
I don't think there's any other way to interpret a license plate that says has the number 3 and the word Reich immediately following it. There is no other interpretation.
And I will remind you that yesterday was the, I believe, 72nd anniversary, 76th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. And they did an online remembrance and commemoration yesterday because of COVID. And in all of those stories, the survivors who are now in their 80s, their 90s, were interviewed. And to a one of them, they mentioned what is going on in the United States. I will just say that. Some of them live here, some of them don't. But every single one of them said something about the Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt that we saw during the white supremacist riot of the Capitol. One survivor was quoted as saying, and her parents and 3 of, I think, 7 siblings were slaughtered at Auschwitz, and she escaped. She said, I only look at that and hope that this is a small, small sect minority in the United States and not some growing, you know, insurgency.
Yeah.
But it's hard if you're from another part of the world.
Sure.
To look at what happened here. You would ask yourself, is everybody over there crazy or is this just a group of people?
Don't do this to us.
I'm just saying, you look at this Alaska story, Scott, and I think it is more widespread than any of us would like to admit when it comes to anti-Semitism. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Quick history reminder, Auschwitz was not liberated by Americans. It was liberated by the Soviets.
You said the Russians.
Well, Soviets, yeah. The Soviet, because Auschwitz, a lot of people think all the concentration camps were all in Germany. They were not. Auschwitz was actually in Poland.
A lot of them were in Poland, weren't they?
Yeah, quite a few.
I just reached out to Sonia, actually, Big Sonia, her family, and said, remind me when she was liberated. She was not at Auschwitz. I think she was at Bergen-Belsen.
I believe that's right.
One of the survivors, I'm just quoting here, it is a country of freedom, the United States. It is a country that took me in. But what I'm seeing is utterly shocking, and I could not believe it. And I don't know what part of America feels like that. I hope it is a very small, isolated group and not a pervasive feeling.
Well, obviously it's one of the two. If it is an isolated group, and I don't know what you're doing with this topic, I was going to try to have fun about vanity plates, but okay. If it is an isolated group, it is becoming very vocal.
So friends of mine who happen to be Jewish asked me in the very beginning of all this stuff going on, have you seen all of the anti-Semitism? And I said, no, what do you mean? And then it came out, the Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt came out, and she said to me, have you not seen the 6MWE? Have you seen that?
6MWE, what does that mean?
Which is another license plate that needs to be removed.
What does it stand for?
It stands...
Oh, 6 million...
Wasn't...
Enough. I see.
And... you know, she's Jewish. She knew immediately what it meant, immediately how offensive it was. And she also recognized that there are people like me, even in the media, Scott, where I think you and I read more than we should about more than we should. People don't realize if you saw that on a license plate or on a bumper sticker or on someone's sweatshirt, would you immediately know what that meant? And before she told me, I would not have.
Somebody says it's a license plate. Take the moron's money, let him go. Someone's going to break all of his windows anyway and leave the Hummer on blocks. What?
Oh, now, we outlaw all kinds of license plates, and I will remind you, the state of Kansas a few months ago?
3 years ago.
Accidentally released a highly...
731 license plates.
How do you remember that number? A highly offensive word, and then told the people if you ended up with that combination...
It was a derogatory term for East Asian people.
No,
if I remember right.
No, it was the N-word.
That is not correct.
And it said, if you accidentally end up with this, you need to pay to send it. We're going to send you an envelope. You have to send it back. And it's no longer going to be legal on the street if you don't.
Actually, Parks was right. It was the letters J-A-P.
P.
Correct. But that's not the one I'm talking about where the Kansas Department of Revenue came out and said, we're going to need you to send those back.
Well, they did that with the JAP ones, too.
And if you don't, you are not in compliance with the law. And I said, you know, there's going to be some 88-year-old woman driving around who's never thought a thing about that and who's going to be in non-compliance because the state's saying this is your fault.
Well,
I'm like, really?
It's not her fault. I mean, and maybe she doesn't know, but the thing is, people around her do, you know?
Yeah.
This story says plates not replaced within the window will be identified in the state system and replaced at their next renewal.
Okay.
Anyway. It was that, and I remember it clearly.
All right, I see what you're saying.
So anyway, I'm glad they're getting rid of it. It makes me sick that this even is a thing.
Yeah.
I am going to reach out to the Department of Revenue and ask if those terms have been blocked locally.
Somebody says on the text line, 63, no, check that. I can't tell if it's a 6 or an 8. 8313, I think, why would we get angry and recall these plates? Who cares if they're stupid enough to display their hatred? Just don't talk to that person and hope they honestly don't think that way. Number one, texter, I appreciate the text. Number one, if they pay extra to put that on their license plate, chances are they honestly do think that way. And number two, you have to remember the license plate belongs to the state.
Correct.
You can't have the state seeming to endorse that kind of thinking. It's like your mailbox. Your mailbox is not technically your property. It's the property of the Postal Service.
In all states, there have been examples where knowingly or unknowingly something ends up on a plate, and some of them are funny. There's a very infamous plate in Florida that we cannot say on the radio, and it is so funny because the center orange looks like an O and it spells something naughty. and it's really funny.
Can you write it down?
Do you remember it, Sam?
I do not, but I'm going to look it up.
Look it up. It was, of all people, I think it was John Grayson that said, we were talking about license plates one day. He said, look up the one with the O in the middle in Florida and you will fall over laughing. This is not new, but even in Kansas, like I said this last year, they issued a recall. They need to have an algorithm committee of offensive things and block all of them. And they need to add the Reich and the Fuhrer to the list. How hard is it to punch that into a computer at the Department of Revenue?
576-7798, 576-7798. So he says, not offensive per se, but when my husband came home with SOB on the license plate for my new car, we took it back.
I told you we had 666 for a while.
I would never drive.
Oh, come on.
I just wouldn't, no. And not because some deep religious, I just think it's bad luck and I can be superstitious.
Never got in a wreck.
Well, maybe Satan was looking out for you.
Yeah, maybe he was.
Let's go to Steve in Platte City. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I might actually agree with the previous texter. It'd be nice if the idiots would self-identify. I can definitely say if somebody ever opened the I Hate Steve Cafe, I don't think I'd ever go and spend any money.
Yeah, but you do understand that states have to put some parameters on this because everyone would drive around with the F word on their plate if they could.
You know, in regards to that sort of thing, you know, particularly text correction or autocorrect.
Yeah.
The best description I ever heard was that the autocorrect of your phone is a small gnome inside your phone with a dictionary, and he's trying like the dickens to be helpful, but he's drunk.
I love it. Even my own phone, Scott. Anytime I'm voice texting, I'll say, "Hey, it's Dana." It spells it D-A-Y-N-A every single time.
Really?
And if I say Chris, which I understand the default's with a C,
right.
I misspell my own husband's name. And I'm sure there's a way you can go in and fix that. I don't have the time or energy or wherewithal to figure it out. So if I'm voice texting, hey, it's Dana, here's the other deal. I can't call Sam Stevie.
Why?
Hey, Siri, call Sam Stevie. Listen.
I don't see a Sam Stevie in your contacts.
I've tried every combination. I've tried Stueve. So what I have to do is spell your name wrong, Sam. And then if I say call Sam, it will call Sam.
Yeah, my friends have the same issue. I think they say Stuve and it works, though.
I just have them saved to my phone as Sam, and I never have a problem.
You don't know 10 Sams?
Yeah, but I give them last names because theirs aren't weird.
Oh, he's the Sorry. Default Sam.
Well, it's pronounced Stevie, but it's not pronounced Stevie. It's right. pronounced Stuve.
A.
Stueve.
Stueve.
Stove.
Let's go to Ryan in Shawnee. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Going well, thank you.
I was just thinking about it. It's funny that she was saying she was upset by the plate that said Fuhrer. Well, I went to high school with a kid whose last name was the German spelling of Fuhrer.
That is the German spelling.
It was the German spelling because, Ryan, I have two very close friends whose last name's Fuhrer, but it's F-U-E-R-E.
Yeah, no. While we were younger in school, yeah, it was perfectly normal. Nobody knew about it. But then once we started getting up into middle school and high school, then, you know, the Hitler jokes started coming out and all that. But
why wouldn't they have? I mean, I'm just asking. My guess is I've never asked her. The original name hundreds of years ago probably was spelled with an H. And then at some point along the way, someone decided, OK, let's spell it F-U-E-R-E-R.
Well, a lot of that did happen with the rise of the Nazi Party and everybody escaping Europe. A lot of people did change their names to either just Americanize them or, you know, space themselves from, you know, the Nazi Party or
sure.
being German
period.
Well, I understand, but there are some last names. One that there's a famous actor. He gets into a lot of trouble, though. His first name is Andy, and his last name is Dick. I would imagine that Andy Dick cannot put his last name on his license plate.
Correct.
Well, yeah, that is. But, yeah, anyway, sorry. I got to get back to work.
You're fine. Go.
Okay, buddy.
Because
go earn some money.
To your point, Scott, it's state property.
That is right. The license plate belongs to the state. It is not yours. 576-7798. My older brother bought a motorcycle during his midlife crisis, and the plate they gave him at the DMV was 01DUM.
You're number one, dumb.
Oh, one dumb. You know what I've never understood? I don't understand the vanity plate. I'm not dogging anybody who's got one. But how many times have you been in traffic behind somebody with a vanity plate?
Yeah.
And you're sitting at a stoplight and you're trying to figure it out. Like, okay. 1-4. What is he for? 1-4.
Or, Scott, they mean it to be one thing and it really looks like something else. And I can think of those two or three that people I know have where they meant for it to be something. I know what they're meaning, but you can also read it a different way. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Have you ever gotten a vanity plate?
I don't have enough letters. I need 8 instead of 7.
What do you mean?
You only get 7 letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WRIGHT.
Well, I wouldn't put right on my plate. I would put Radio Dana on my plate, and that's 8 letters. If I do R8.
Take the A out of radio.
Dana's 4 letters. That's still 8.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would.
I have one.
I've got a KU plate.
Yeah, I know you have one.
Don't say what it is, but what is it an ode to?
Him.
Yeah. It's a nickname.
No, it's not his last name.
Now everyone in traffic is going to go, Stuve? Stove? I've got a KU plate. So in that sense, I pay the $55 a year to the Alumni Association for that, but it's just a regular numbers and letters.
Okay, I think people are just trying to argue with me now.
Oh, good Lord.
Last name Dick on a birth certificate is government property, too. Your argument holds no water, sir. Yeah, you don't go running around everywhere waving your birth certificate. You do with your vanity plate.
Look, we're going to the Super Bowl. Can we just not have a nice, quiet couple weeks here?
Dana, crazy fits onto a plate.
My aunt is late, late, late. L8, L8, L8.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's totally me.
Telephone number is also the text line number if you ever do want to text. If you end it with sir, I know that you're trying to talk down to me, though. And that's not nice.
Coming up, if you are a healthcare worker in search of your booster shot, we want to hear from you, and we will hear from a healthcare provider who cannot get the second shot.
Let's get to the news, and then that right after the news here on Dana and Parks.
She only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams, and her voice is raining. She says, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.